Okay, so the Demystifying Awareness Tour is going to officially start their podcast, and the title of it is going to be
Dear Our People. Our freedom matters.
It matters.
In a quarter mile, use the second from the right lane to turn right onto North 9th
GPS
Street.
GPS on deck.
We're definitely getting guided to the right path.
Yes.
Like understanding freedom of thought, freedom of choice, freedom of understanding, freedom of listening to your emotional bodies.
Mm-hmm. That matters. Use the second from the right lane to turn right onto North 9th Street.
Yeah. Yeah. It matters. It all matters. And I know that perspective is everything. Mm-hmm. And once we just learn to develop a way to respect each other's perspective, that's when we'll be able to start understanding our freedom.
Big facts. Like, because instead of finding the disconnects in regards to like what color people, black people, white people, there's cultural curses or cultural soul ties that's out there that have programmed us along with the collective and society's programming. Mm-hmm. So when we talk to Dear Our People, we're talking to all the people that's in our sphere of influence.
Correct.
And in the midst of that, having a matured, intellectual, spiritually, emotionally matured conversation requires you to seek some sort of understanding in the midst of the disunderstanding or
a
the
leveled ground.
Yep. So that's why, Dear Our People, it matters. Like, my freedom, no one has to give me my freedom. I'm already free from the government. You know why? Because I'm a sovereign being. I'm already free from the spiritual confines of the church and the state. You know why? Because I tuned into the overman. I used to be asleep, and now we're woke.
Yeah.
When you understand those concepts, like, let's sit down and try to get an understanding instead of trying to destroy it.
Yes. I wanna help rephrase that, because you were never asleep. You were already awoken. You were reawoken to your existence of what you were already experiencing, but it was being denied to you. So reawakening, because we are the awakened man.
Absolutely.
And listening to the speech that Osho was giving, he was like, I was asleep. This was the 1980s. Mm-hmm. I was asleep. I am now awake.
We came here unasleep.
We came here all asleep. And soon you will be awake. But I'm here to tell you that one day the awakened man will walk this earth. Meaning that we will already come into this world awakened. So we, the light warriors, came in with them as their physical guides.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, with that being said, we're here to physically align with the souls that we're here to usher into this new way of being. This is why it's a dawning of a new age. So that's why we're the guardians. We're the light warriors. We're here to defend the light. The knowledge, the acceptance,
the wisdom. Like, in the midst of, like, when you're asleep, you think of things like darkness or shadow. You think of just the density. We came, like, man holistically sank into a level of non-understanding without knowing the wisdom, the sacred wisdom, sacred knowledge. So now, because the programming that was programmed into our ancestors and our elders and to certain cultures, for us to act and think and do a certain way, now all of that is being questioned, because we have the capabilities to tap into that higher man, mm-hmm. that emotional body, that spiritual body that is now giving us the tools that we need, like eating lighter foods and eating, and also getting more time in the sun, mm-hmm. putting your feet to the ground and actually grounding. Mm-hmm. Like, these are things that we used to do anyway.
Yeah.
And it was in the midst of taken away through conquering of land, through conquering of mindsets, and to be able to for people to harness our abilities and powers.
In confusion.
So, and now is a time where people have to seek understanding and operate in their truth. And it's always great to start missions or set assignments or purposes with individuals that understand their mission and purpose.
Yeah. because it's vital to identify what the truth looks like, you know, and looking at results is not the truth. That's just an analysis. It's a result. The truth is what you perceive, what you believe. So if you believe, if you came into a society believing that your body cannot fend for itself and you need the doctors to tell you how to eradicate certain elements from your body, then that's going to be the continued belief. And the leveling up of this understanding is to go further on and ask yourself, well, if the Bible says, or in other words, if testimonies, right?
Yep, stories.
Stories have been written stating that we are God's people. We are his children. That means he is our father. So if he is our father, that means that he will protect us no matter what. We will be given everything that we need. And we'll be protected. So we'll be given everything that we need and we'll be protected. So why do we feel as though that we're experiencing something of lack? If we know the knowledge of a parent is to provide and give. So where's that disconnect coming? It's coming from the mindset, from the acceptance, from the knowing. I know this to be true, but I don't know how to correlate it to what I know. And the way that you can bring an understanding to it is to come to a level ground of understanding. And that the stories say that, I like the verse that you and Kanis always use, that that everyone can fall before me, but I'm protected.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So everything can be dying in front of my eyes, but I know that in my world I'm protected. So in that protection, why do we want to continuously believe that we have disease and virus? We accept death. Death is always going to happen. We don't know how it's going to happen. But we also accept triumphs. And if triumphs...
Victories, facts.
If triumphs and victories can happen in our world, we just need to learn how to multiply it across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And the triumph comes in with the subtlety to keep pushing the boundary. Keep pushing the elements. Get to the root of the understanding. How is this information... How rooted is this information? How accepting is the collective of this information? And why are they accepting it? Is it because they did the research? Or is it because the people before them came and did the research and they're just acknowledging it?
Those are big questions. And understanding those questions is the premise of the podcast, the premise of the tour, the premise. It should be your premise of your communication when you're going out anyway. Like, we raise our vibe. We started today off grand. And whenever you start your day off grand, I took my whole shower. It's a cold shower, no hot water.
You love cold showers.
I definitely, they wasn't always a fan of mine. I had to get into the ritual of it. And then I think us spending time in the James River over the past week and in the beach water has given me another fond feeling for cold water. So it's just, I love water, period.
Yeah.
That, like, I enjoy it. So in the midst of, that's a ritual that we've done. And even our rituals of creating every day. I'm asking everyone that we come in contact with, have you created? Are you creating? Because when you're creating, that's when you're automatically in a high vibration because your creations come from our creator.
Yeah.
Like, always. That's the simplest form to get people.
I was definitely vibing high when we did our gratitude organized stuff.
Yeah, them shits was lit. Yeah, we had, it was mad chemicals. We was on some scientist shit.
Yeah.
So shout out to the Shungite and Tiger Eye gratitude stones that we have. They're organite. They're infused with our love, our light, and our truth.
And copper.
Oh yeah, tons and tons of just metals and materials.
Rejuvenating energy.
But they are set up to actually protect you from electromagnetic waves and frequencies that are pretty dense and vibrate pretty low. So definitely get one of your gratitude stones. Shoot us a message. So this is the first podcast to Dear Our People?
Yes.
Okay, this is lit. I thought we were just taking down the idea.
No, the idea is always for them to have the most authentic version. You know?
Big facts.
We can do this every day.
We do this every day anyways.
But we can be more intentional and we'll stop dialoguing so much. Because we already believe so much in what we're doing, and it was like, all right, how do we fuse this together?
I like that. I'm glad. Because, like, I love being intentional. I'm like,
yeah.
It's like, I loved it. Like, even with recording you just now for some stories, I like getting content. Like, your content excites me. So, Ox told me something, right? He was like, when I, Ox153 on IG, shout out to Tanisha, he told me something with Instagram. He was like, bro, you don't post shit that I want to look at. Like, and you don't post enough, so why am I following you? I'm like, bro, I'm your friend in real life, my nigga. Like, I'm your real life friend. So you not following me? But that shit was real, though. Until I started posting shit that actually made sense to him, there was no reason for the engagement. Like, I bring that up because, like, I've been engaging with your family physically and non-physically. Shout out to Javi and his message today, because everything that we're speaking about our families right now, they're listening.
Yes.
They're listening, they're tuned in. But when your family and your social media antics that you, not even antics, their social media, their tools, engagements, it's rituals. Like, your rituals for are really, really dope. And I whenever I say the HCI shit, right, that's because it was done by a marketer, but he did really well integrating the spiritual aspect in it. Like, the principles are all there. So
yeah.
I get to see that. So, and us diving in, it was fun. Us, and you get to see the chemical mixes. So, like, we are pretty awesome. When you can tell who is vibrating to I Vibe or Die vibration or want to vibrate there. Because, like you said, when you said, OSHA said that many people are asleep and want to wake up. If you're talking to us and you're dialoguing with us, you definitely want to get woke up right now.
Yeah.
Now, how you receive this awakening process
is definitely either going to be easy or it's going to be super difficult.
Yo, and the choice is always yours. Mm-hmm. Like, it's no one else's. Like, the crazy thing about the choice being no one else's is that shit will never change. And, like, that's why I can engage with your family. Like, yo, this is y'all niece. This is y'all, like, this is y'all cousin. This is y'all granddaughter. This is your daughter. Like, she's opening and putting herself in the fire's arm, and y'all don't feel this energy and this hate that y'all giving?
Right.
Y'all don't feel that shit? Like, y'all don't feel that y'all cursing her? Right? Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to let y'all know that y'all ancestors are not proud of y'all. Because she's out here living her truth. She's being an entrepreneur. She's creating jobs and healing people. And y'all not even taking the time to see the people she's healing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, it was easy to say that.
Exactly.
Like, so, like, I told you I want to be intentional with how I engage other people's worlds. And I see how meticulous and intentional you are with our world. So it's pretty fucking lit to be around intentional beings. Doing
heavy going
things.
In, right?
You so. No, you definitely go all the way in. Like, I'm like, I want to put two toes in. You're like 12 toes. I'm like, what? Yeah, your two toes plus more 10 toes, and then we're gonna multiply by some more toes. All the toes. I'm like, oh, thought we was taking our time. You're like, yeah, we did take enough time. I've been taking my time with these Baka days. Yo, look, Baka day is better than cursing.
Yes.
But we can put Baka day for curse words. All curse words.
Yay.
I've been taking my time with these Baka days. Yeah. But now they're Baka day and they... Baka day.
From the beginning.
Yes, it's very intentional. Intentionality is definitely great. So I love the fact that this is our first podcast. Yes. We got a 2:00 meeting that's within like 30 seconds.
Yeah, so we gotta wrap it up. Totally appreciate all of the new listeners.
Ja.
Yes.
Yo, this podcast, Dear Our People.
Yes, we're gonna be posting it daily because we're together daily and we're healing people daily, and we need to be able to transmute this energy, and this is how we're gonna do it. So y'all are gonna get a whole bunch of Dear Our People.
Yeah.
Much love and light. This is Mahatma Starcy.
And set a hall at mindset. I said I love myself. Ja, ja.